Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. If you're like me and it's summertime, you zip up and down Mount Royal Avenue, kind of gawking at the skateboarders in front of the Lyric doing tricks on the plaza around the base of some sort of monument. And if you're like me, you're thinking about the skateboarders and hardly at all about the monument. Well, let's switch things up and think about the monument for a moment. It's the Maryland Line Monument, and it's dedicated particularly to a group of soldiers from Maryland, known as the Maryland Line, who held off the British Army in a battle on Long Island during the Revolutionary War, long enough for George Washington and the Continental Army to escape to fight another day. In watching the bravery of the Maryland soldiers that day and reflecting on the importance of what they had done, Washington remarked that it was, quote, an hour more precious to American liberty above all others. As for the monument itself, which was erected in 1901 by a group called the Maryland Society of the Sons of the American Revolution, it's a whopper, 60 feet 6 inches tall and coming in at 200 tons. At the base, an inscription reads, "To all patriots of Maryland who during the Revolutionary War aided on land or sea in gaining the independence of this state and of these United States, and to the Maryland Line, the bayonets of the Continental Army." Up from the base are bronze plaques listing battles where the Maryland Line fought, as well as key laws that states enacted leading us to revolution. At the top stands the goddess Liberty. In one hand, she holds a scrolled-up constitution. In the other, she holds a laurel wreath, a symbol of victory. So what about the actual Maryland Line? Back in 1776, and even a little before, each state was expected to send troops to fight the British. We in Maryland rounded up troops county by county and were unusual in believing that if they were going to be effective, we should pay them and train them. This proved to be true, and no more so than on August 27, 1776. That's when George Washington and the Continental Army, numbering about 13,000, were on Long Island, where Brooklyn is today. The British Army attacked with a force of 34,000. Realizing he had no chance to mount a successful defense, Washington ordered a retreat across the East River by boat to Manhattan. The only thing was he needed to buy time to get all 13,000 soldiers on boats and across the river. For this, he turned to the soldiers, the lines, from Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. When the British came on, the lines from Pennsylvania and Delaware collapsed, leaving only the line from Maryland to hold off all 34,000 of them. Led by Baltimorean Mordecai Gist, the Marylanders fearlessly held their positions long enough for Washington and the army to make it over to Manhattan and to safety. The line became known as the Maryland 400, although historians believe it consisted of about only 270 men. Of these, 256 were killed. Only about a dozen survived. In witnessing their grit and tremendous losses, Washington commented from a nearby hill, "Good God, what brave fellows must I this day lose?" I'm going to wrap up by suggesting that if you're looking to reconnect with the ideals of American liberty, come on over and spend some time at the Maryland Line Monument, thinking not about skateboarders, but about the brave souls who so critically helped us on our path to becoming an independent nation. And the next time you're in New York, head over to Prospect Park in Brooklyn, where there is another Maryland Line Monument. Its inscription reads, "In honor of Maryland's 400, who on this battlefield, August 27, 1776, saved the American Army." For more information on the Maryland Line Monument, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.